When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Are you not entertained?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. What an NBA playoff so far.
Man, they set you up, Jay.
I did take the Bucks. I said it with my chest, and I lost money.
I tried to bail you out.
No,
I was
you
like,
didn't.
Are you sure?
You didn't say nothing.
I said, are you
sure? You didn't say nothing. All you talk about is the Lakers.
I said, are you sure?
That wasn't a bailout.
I tried to help you, you know? Tell us, like your mom say, if you're going to lie, tell the same lie.
Tell it over and over and over again.
I tried to help you. You didn't want to listen.
Dog.
Playoff Jimmy. Gotcha.
Can I just make a statement for the ages?
Yes.
Stacy, call in.
Stacy's definitely calling in today. You know she's calling in today. Because she couched it yesterday. She said, well, you know, I'm going to wait until we finish it off before I really gloat. And I was like, ooh, that sounds like a very...
This is the Stacy show today.
That sounds like a very mature person.
Here's that's my, right. She wasn't
she
even
was
just
so,
like...
She was so patient.
Just like a Pat Riley.
Oh,
yeah, right?
She just exudes the Miami Heat patience.
Yeah.
We'll just wait until we close
it out. We ain't done nothing yet. She sounded like Kobe.
All right, so here's the line I'm kicking off today. Here's the best line I've thought for today. Because as I'm watching it, and we're going to get into a lot of stuff. Over the past 4 years, Jimmy Butler is the number one playoff player in the world. Past 4 years, tell me a player who's been more consistently great in the playoffs than Jimmy Butler. So, I mean, 4 years ago, they get to the NBA Finals, right? He goes against LeBron. LeBron gets the edge, but they get there. Masterful performance. The next year, they get swept.
By the eventual champs.
By the eventual champs, yeah. The Milwaukee Bucks. The next year, they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Jimmy Butler puts a team on his back again. And this year, redeem story against the team that swept them 2 years ago. They beat the number one seed, and Jimmy goes for 56, and then last night goes for 42. And you call it a push-off. You call whatever.
Yeah, it was.
Catches the ball with offensive foul. I don't give a damn.
No, was it?
Catches the ball with one hand, gets it in.
Yeah, crazy.
To send the game into overtime. I've never seen a player over the past 4 years have better playoff performances than Jimmy Butler.
Wasn't a push-off at all. You know why? Because they didn't call it.
Yeah, it was 100% offensive foul.
So therefore,
yeah.
It wasn't because it was good and it went in.
Yeah.
You could argue it all day long. If you're a Bucks fan, you can scream and holler. If you're just an NBA fan, the bottom line is they didn't call it, and Jimmy Butler gets the credit for it. As Jay said, 42 points, 8 boards. And just look at some of the stuff that he's been able to do. All we've heard is they don't have the roster. Where's Hero at? He's not there. Out of the bayou has to show up, as Perk would say, and do his job because Jimmy Butler needs help. And so, obviously, Jimmy Butler didn't need the help. He went out there and executed the way he knows how. He got his team to victory in overtime. And what else can you say? Now they just move on. Now it's the next round.
Kevin Love made some shot. Gabe Vincent made a huge three.
Yeah,
huge three. Like Wesley Matthews, please push up. Please don't backpedal. Can I get into something else, please?
Yeah, by the way, they weren't pressing at all.
But everybody, though, Jay, backpedals.
Key. I'm going to say this, too. I'm coming in hot today. I'm swinging so hard on a multitude of levels. When the Bucks won a championship, I was so critical on our show and Get Up of Coach Budenholzer and the schemes. I thought the schemes were crap. And I thought they won in spite of Coach Bud. And then that led to, you can't fire a coach. We had a conversation. Can you remember? I was like, can you actually fire the coach after you win a world championship?
Yeah. No.
What I've seen throughout these playoffs have just been so bad. The arrogance or the cockiness. You're still in drop coverage. And Jimmy Butler, after he gives you 56, you're putting Brooke Lopez on Bam. in the last 3 minutes of the game where Bam is just dribbling the ball at the top, passing the ball to everybody. You're not even putting pressure on him. You're not going small, putting Giannis on Bam. The last play in regulation, you're not putting Giannis was on the ball. Regardless of them going small, you protect the rim. You're not playing two bigs in that situation and have Brook Lopez in the game and say, hey, look, regardless of who switches, switch everything, stay your butt down at the bottom and protect the rim. Don't give anything easy, right? Like, you take a contested three. You protect the rim. The decisions that Coach Budenholzer has made are fireable offenses. They were when they won the championship, and they are now.
He's saving his timeouts.
Even the last possession, you have two timeouts.
That's unreal.
Grayson Allen looks like he doesn't know what the hell he's going to call a timeout. The play looks busted. Call a timeout.
No, you don't want to call a timeout. He's using them for next year.
He's saving them. Now he's got two extra timeouts. I'm so angry at it.
I mean, it's just it's fireable offenses, Key. Yeah, and I don't say that stuff lightly. Well, I don't call for people's jobs lightly at all.
You mentioned a championship and firing a coach, even though he won a championship, and you felt a certain way about the things that he was doing then, and you feel the same way about what he's doing now. Coaches don't change, Jay. You say, why aren't they doing Lopez in along with Giannis? Why aren't they doing this? Why are we still in drop coverage after dude hit you for 56? He still come out and hit you for 42 because you're running the same scheme. They do what they're comfortable doing and what they really know. That's why great coaches, they know how to move stuff around and make adjustments.
Eric Spoelstra.
You took it right out of my mouth. I was just about to say, Eric Spoelstra. He's in the position he's in because he knows how to make those adjustments. And that's what you're looking at. Now, I know you don't want to literally call for the guy's job, or do you?
I feel like you're saying what you think ought to happen.
No, he's not saying that.
He's just saying that he's so mad that if it was him, he would have to think about removing the guy.
Jay asked him after they won the chip. You think he's not going to ask it now?
Yeah, but Jay's not calling for his job. That's not what Jay's doing. He doesn't want to see a coach get fired.
I'm sure. I don't want to see anybody get fired from their job, but what I've seen has been atrocious.
If you own the team, what would you do?
Really bad. I mean, who would be mad? I have to look at candidates. I have to look at legit candidates and see who was out there first and then weigh those options.
Hold on, guys. I want to get back to Jimmy Butler.
How could you do that when a dude like Giannis got hurt, man? You can't just be picking on the coach. Giannis got hurt. He's coming back off injury, Jay. He missed two games, but they lost two games with a minute. He's still sore. I'm just trying to – I want you to slow it down from just – You know what I'm saying,
but,
Jay?
But Key, okay, you're still in drop coverage. Why, Key? You're asking me
because
to slow down. Why?
Because that's
Jimmy
what
Butler
I know.
Didn't slow down.
But that's what I know as a coach. I'm comfortable in that. I'm comfortable in that.
But you can't be – but I'm comfortable in a lot of stuff until my head starts getting busted open, and then I have to adjust and go a different level. I mean, that's – Look, all these games in the playoffs are won by the slightest of margins. It comes down to details. The lack of execution in the half court, the Giannis conversation is even another conversation about, you know, when you go 10 of 23 from the free throw line.
That's really what did it.
You can't trust your best player in the half court because the personnel, number one, isn't conducive around Giannis because they're more of a defensive team than guys who can create shots off their dribble. And the execution lacks there. Lacks in the half court.
Giannis still gave you 40 and whatever, like 25 rebounds.
38 and 20.
But he missed
13 free throws.
Yeah, that's really what decided the game to me.
But he's always been a free throw problem, right?
No, not when they won. Maybe not when they won a championship, he didn't miss a free throw.
I was literally about to say he's always been a free throw problem, except the year that they won. All of a sudden, he started hitting him, and, you know, that was pretty much it.
But Key, I'm sorry, Max. I know you have a point.
No. I think we ought to be talking about Jimmy Butler right now. But go ahead. Keep going.
I'm getting my anger out.
So we can raise
Jimmy Butler up. If Drew Holiday, as the primary defender on Jimmy Butler, is allowing Jimmy Butler to shoot 53% from the field, as a primary defender, Jimmy Butler went 30 of 57 from the field. Okay? Wouldn't you think about giving Jimmy Butler a variety of different looks, making him think? Because, Key, it's like when I played against Shaq, when we played against the Lakers, the first thing Bill Cartwright said to me was, Jay, Lakers are going to stay in drop coverage. You're going to get every shot you want off a pick and roll. My eyes were wide open because off every pick and roll, it didn't matter how Derek Fisher was guarding me, when Kobe switched on me, didn't matter. Shaq was going to be waiting for me under the free throw line, and when I came off that screen at the top, now I got you on a yo-yo because now you're on my hip. I'm going to get shot after shot after shot after shot. I'm going to make read after read. It's the easiest game in the playbook, and that's what Jimmy Butler saw every possession, Key.
After the game, Giannis was asked if he wanted to guard Jimmy Butler more. Here's the quote. Yes, out of respect, you got to let the coach make that adjustment. We have our best defender on him. There are conversations with Drew. Remember, this is how Jimmy Butler knew he could make the play at the end of regulation to tie the game. There are conversations with Drew. Whenever he gets tired, I can take him. He's so competitive. He plays so hard. He wants to take the challenge. But at the end of the day, I wish I could guard him more.
Well, the good thing about that, though, is I always say, Jay, stay consistent. Giannis is consistent.
Giannis said this a couple years ago. Yep, you're right.
When they played the Nets.
Yep.
Was it the Nets that they played?
Yep, we were asking him to guard KD.
Right. He's consistent with it. He's going to – the coach says, hey, this is what it is. I know we want him to do certain things, but again, Jay, the coach feels a certain way, and he's comfortable doing it that way.
So, speaking of Giannis – You guys don't seem to want to talk Jimmy Butler.
No. We're going to talk Jimmy Butler.
No. You ignore Jimmy Butler all year and now continue to ignore the best playoff player in the world right now. But Giannis did have an interesting
answer. Is he better than Michael Jordan?
Key, why?
Don't do that. Key, can I ask you a quick question before Max?
Interesting answer to a question about the season.
Yes.
At some point, did you ever tell the coach what you needed to happen
on the field? Max, go to break.
Okay.
I'm just going to ask that question.
At some point, Coach K, I need the ball here. I got that, Coach.
That's a waste of time. I got it.
You're wrong. I'm right. It's mine.
So you're favored to win the whole thing. Guys like Jay Will on national TV. The Bucks are going to win the whole thing.
I said Denver the other day.
Yes, Jay, you might go 0 for 2, but when the playoffs started.
But what if you might go 0 for 2, though, Jay?
But the point is, right, when you are favored, Vegas favored the Bucks against everybody. When you are favored and you get bounced in the first round in five games, that's got to be a disappointment, right? A failure of a season. And Giannis was asked that question after the game. You're going to want to hear his response. That's coming up. And maybe we'll even talk about Jimmy Butler. KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hey, JM, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. ESPN Radio Series XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Download the podcast. So Look, I've been trying to talk about Jimmy Butler, but I'm outvoted. You know, Keyshawn Johnson, famous Miami hater, refuses to talk about the Miami Heat, and Jay Will, for some reason, doesn't want to talk about Jimmy Butler. Okay, guys, I'm outvoted.
First thing I said was Jimmy Butler is the number one playoff player in the NBA over the past 4 years.
I think I heard you say that.
Yeah, first thing I said.
We will get to Jimmy Butler. No, Max. I will make sure. Don't worry, Miami, I got you. We're going to talk Jimmy Butler. However, I only, for some reason, have one vote, and they have two between them. So Giannis is, man.
At least our votes count.
Giannis is the most likable superstar. I'm going to say it. Likable superstar in sports, period. He's the guy
more
you
than
want.
Shaq?
Well, Shaq's not playing anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
Yeah, but
Who are the most likable superstars in the NBA? He's on the list.
He's on the list. American sports history, Giannis is on the list.
Most likable NBA superstars ever. Shaq.
Sports superstars.
Shaq, Steph. Giannis.
Giannis was asked.
Sports superstars ever?
NBA. NBA
yeah,
superstars.
He's on the list. What's not to like about Giannis?
I mean, Magic.
Yep.
Magic.
Magic is there.
I mean, it's a long laundry list, Jay.
Giannis is on it.
Giannis
is on it. And as you start to whittle down the list, he's still on it.
Giannis is on it.
He was asked at the post-game presser. Now, understand, they're the one seed. Vegas says they're the favorites to win. Most experts to start the playoffs are picking the Bucks to win the championship. They're going up against the Heat team without, at first, Tyler Hero, and then later, Oladipo. By the way, Giannis goes down. What if he missed? No, he misses two games. Now he's back. They're going to win, right? But
yeah,
they lose. They get gentlemen swept. Five games. So clearly, you would consider that a major disappointment, and many people would say a failure of a season. And Giannis was asked at the post-game presser, if the season was a failure, listen to the way Giannis responds to this question.
You asked me the same question last year, Eric. Okay, do you get a promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, to be able, I don't know, provide a house for them or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success, you know. And if you've never, I don't want to make it personal. So there's always steps to it, you know. Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure? That's what you're telling me? No, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no?
No, I mean, I don't think so.
Okay, exactly. So why are you asking me that question? It's a wrong question. There's no failure in sports. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful. Some days you're not. Some days it's your turn. Some days it's not your turn. And that's what sports is about. You don't always win.
I mean, see, the thing, every time he opens his mouth, I like this dude
he's right.
more. Do you hear Giannis, you know, a lot of guys could sit up there and answer the question from the same point of view, but come across differently than Giannis. Giannis does not show any contempt for the person who asks the question. What he clearly tries to do there is explain, Jay, his point of view about things, which I think he articulated very well. And I think the underlying premise of what he says, I love how he says, take care of your family. He's not just talking about his kids. He says, take care of your parents, right? His mind is on the right kind of stuff. And what he says, what underlines it all is when you put in the work, when you try your best, it's not a failure. You know, even if you don't achieve the goal, you learn something and you come back and you try it again. I got to say, I love the answer.
The answer was on point for me. I think
absolutely.
It's for a lot of people, it's how you're raised. And I think if you're a high school coach, a little league coach, that sound that you want to allow younger players to hear, because key in my generation, it was win or bust. And it created a sense of urgency, absolutes like that. When people would say failures, like when I was in college, if we didn't win it, we failed. Right. So 2 out of the 3 years we failed, but they were all steps towards us actually winning it. And the growth process overall, when you look at it in its entirety, that's how I'm allowed to frame it towards myself. But it doesn't give permission to other people to call me a failure when I've actually won a chip because I've gone through the steps to do it. And I think for GA, Key, that was so – the way he said that, it didn't come off as him attacking the reporter.
No, it came off as
just try to understand how I see it and where I'm coming from.
No, absolutely. I remember, Jay, I opened my restaurant in Beverly Hills. And first restaurant, soul food restaurant, African-American in Beverly Hills. And somebody asked me a similar question. It was like, oh, well, you know, you sold it. It closed down. Do you think it was successful? I said it was successful because just opening the doors is successful from in my eyes. It was a success opening the door. Being able to go and get the permits and do this and do that and actually cutting the ribbon and turning up and opening up the doors and clicking the lights is success. And so when Giannis is talking about this from a basketball standpoint, first of all, he's already won an NBA title, okay? To get to another one, as he said, Michael Jordan been to what, 15, played 15 years, won six? Does that mean he's a failure because the other nine he didn't show up? So I get exactly what he's saying, and hats off to Giannis. Now, people will say, based on, as Max said, the sports books had you at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the playoffs, to win the NBA title, people will say it was a failure because you didn't win it based on other people's views. But that doesn't mean that you failed. That just means that you didn't win a championship.
It's
and you come back next year and you run it back.
This is it's a big – it's really talking about process versus result. I just had this conversation with someone I know well yesterday who has a big goal in their life and feels a little stuck at the moment but is pursuing the goal, right? When people say they want to you know, live their dream or achieve their dream, the journey is the dream. That's the dream. So you win a championship. You think the dream is that moment, that 1 second in time, and then you celebrate with champagne the next day? That's your whole life, those 24 hours of celebration? Or you sit there and reflect on it for a week? That's the dream? No, the dream was the whole journey that you took. That was the dream, right? And that's, to me, that's what Giannis is saying. He's like, this work we're putting in, this journey we're on, that's all part of a larger success. And there, along those ways, there are little times where you come up short. It doesn't mean you have failed.
And also, to me, Key, this just continues to prove to people how hard it is to win a damn championship. People say it so nonchalantly. You know, it's hard. Everything has to go right. We talk about Tom Brady and the luck aspect, right? Or Michael Jordan and LeBron and the luck aspect. We're like, oh, you know, luck is by, what's your line about luck?
Luck is the residue of design.
Right? Yeah. But to a certain extent, things need to go in your favor.
Ball
got to bounce your way, Keith. If Giannis doesn't get hurt in game one, we may be having a completely different conversation today.
But if Kawhi's ball doesn't drop, maybe the Sixers win the chip that year,
if
right?
If Kawhi and Paul George aren't hurt, we may be having a different conversation about the Clippers.
This gets to something I've been wanting to say about Jimmy Butler, and that's coming up, and we got to get into the Lakers, too.
If
and
LeBron
we got to take
wasn't
your
38.
Calls. And Aaron Rodgers had his press conference yesterday.
So much happened.
And the Knicks beat the Cavs and the Warriors. I mean, like, there's – what a weekend. What a week in sports. Last week and a half. Unbelievable.
I was like, it's the weekend already?
Dude, I don't even know what day it is.
You don't know what day it is.
I don't know what day it is. It's nonstop. There's probably a game going on right now.
As I said to Newman Yates, I can't wait for the weekend. I need a break.
888-SAY-ESPN. KJM.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. So we're going to get to the Lakers in just a second. I've been wanting to talk a little more Jimmy Butler. I thought of this analogy, Jay, because you were talking about kind of eras and how Jimmy Butler, since he's been on the Heat, you track those 4 years, finals.
Mm-hmm.
Always on an undermanned team, by the way, okay, right?
I don't need an NBA champion. I don't think you need an NBA championship to be the best playoff performer.
So you say he's. I agree. But I
you don't need a what, Jay?
A championship.
Well, people are saying, well, you can't be you can't be the number one playoff performer if you don't have an NBA championship. And I very much disagree with that.
Right.
Because I think he's carried teams way further than anybody's expected him to do.
Depends on the strength of your team.
Exactly.
So here's the analogy, okay? When you have, in certain eras, Michael Jordan or LeBron James, they are so much better than the next best guy. Like, through LeBron's prime, there was never like, huh, I wonder if this guy's as good as – no, he was head over – same thing with Jordan. It was okay, you get a guy like that, when you give that guy a squad, it's a wrap. You know who's going to win. They got the squad. Now, that's kind of like boxing, right? You have when Muhammad Ali's in his prime, Mike Tyson was in his prime, you knew what was going to happen. That's actually less interesting – than in other kinds of eras where you know, if Ali gets a little past his prime and now Frazier and Foreman and Norton, these guys are coming up, now you don't know who's going to win. Now it's really interesting. When Mike Tyson's a little past his prime, and also now you have Holyfield and Lennox and all these guys, much more interesting era. Now that LeBron has come back to the pack, he's still an elite player, but he's in that mix with other guys. And you have so many loaded teams with guys like that, right, where it's not clear – now we have to analyze Jimmy Butler. It's like when Giannis said, just because I don't win the championship, it's not a failure. Let's analyze Butler for a second. He basically got, as a fighter, he got a title shot. Came up short, but he got the title shot, right? He's beaten some top 10 contenders in recent years. The question is going to be, will history ultimately record him as a guy who finally won the championship as an NBA champion? That question is very much open. He is still performing it at a very high level, and he is showing right now that he has the ability to lead a group that really you look at, you go, they're not as good. Past groups that going in, you think maybe they're not as good, right? Jimmy Butler is live basically every year in that conversation, and given the era and the fact that there is no LeBron James in his prime, he could do it.
Eric Spoelstra said something last night, Key, about Jimmy, where he said, you know, a lot of people in the NBA play basketball, but a lot of people don't always compete to win. And he said words like maniacal, psychotic, right? Really defining who Jimmy Butler is. And if you ever spent any time with Jimmy, Jimmy doesn't care who the hell you are. He doesn't care what accolades you bring to the table. It is, you are in a street fight with him. It's no weapons, just your fist in the back dark alleyway. And 99% of the time, he's going to be that dude that's going to walk out on his own 2 feet. That's who Jimmy Butler is as a day-to-day individual. And we talked about it all last year. His story, like contextually, if you understand this dude, you know, getting a letter of intent while working at, like, what, McDonald's back in the day, right? Like, he's always scraped and clawed.
Came in the league as a defensive stopper who couldn't score. And
that's
then it was like, maybe he'd get you 20. And now it's like, look at this dude.
I got crow today. You know, respect. That's all I got to say. Respect to Jimmy and the Heat.
Now the moment that Keyshawn Johnson's been waiting for all morning.
Well, Lakers I actually talk. Left and went up and got some water and came back and, you know.
LeBron James, last night's game. Is it still tonight? Last night? What day is it? LeBron James had a 28.9% effective field goal percentage on jumpers. It's the worst of any player this postseason. The Lakers still have not figured out minutes without AD in the series. They're plus 38 with AD on the court. Plus 38. They're minus 33 when he's off the court. They're the other team when he's off the court in the first round. In game five, plus 6 with AD, minus 23 without him. What does this mean for the series, Key? What does it mean for the series?
It just means that AD has to, number one, when it comes to AD, AD has to stay on the floor and stay healthy. When he fell down and hurt his little tailbone, I was, you know, obviously my eyes rolled and got a little mad. But if this all goes through AD. When he's on the floor and he's doing his job, whether LeBron is on the floor with him or not, the Lakers have a better chance of winning, which is clear. He played phenomenal last night. AD did play phenomenal last night. I would love to see him continue to play more of a finesse game than try to get down low and bang with because he misses shots when he's down in down there trying to be, you know, a big old 7 foot, 260-pound guy. Be more finesse. Be that guy. And I think he's done it. He did a good job last night in doing that. Lakers will be fine, I think, back at home. LeBron, on the other hand, he looked 38 last night for whatever weird reason. I don't know if it was because the travel, you know, the minutes he logged 2 nights ago. I don't know what it was. But I think he'll be better at home tomorrow night. At least I think so, Jay.
Okay, I can tell you why he looked 38. I mean, the pace of the game was frenetic. It was the fastest pace that we've seen in this series. There were a couple possessions where it was fast break, fast break, fast break, fast break, fast break, fast break, fast break. I was like, damn. Like, and you saw Taylor Jenkins and the Memphis Grizzlies increase the tempo of the game to wear out the legs. So right now, what's happening, what you're seeing in real time, Key, is we're having a game every other day.
Yeah.
So for older teams, with the travel back and forth, you factor in that from L.A. to Memphis. Now we're going back to L.A., off day game tomorrow.
That's a real trip, too.
Memphis is saying the faster we can make this pace is the more we can wear down the legs of LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
But see, I think being at home, Jay, is going to help them.
Well, agreed. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. The time difference.
The energy level. But the energy level was very different last night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very different last night.
The energy level was all on Memphis. I want to say one thing to you, though, Jay. You know, I found another guy I cannot stand.
Who?
Ja. I can't stand him. I don't like him.
Why? Was it the alley he caught over LeBron now?
I just don't. He's just in our way. He's just bothering me.
He's just
in the way.
Boy, doing
like, go sit down somewhere, man. Like, he just, you know, dudes like that, he's a smaller guy, but he plays big, you know. It's like, man, go sit down somewhere.
I mean,
he's just like, come on, man.
Here's the question.
It's not just Jock. I mean, Desmond Bane's been the best player on court the last two games.
Desmond Bane has been good shots. For him. But for some reason, it's the hair. It's the hair moving around. It's the, I'm a dunk on you, even though I'm like 12 inches shorter than you, right? I mean, it's just, I don't know.
The athleticism, though, like, real talk, just like, I ain't never seen nothing like it, man. It's D. Rose type ability, but maybe slightly better.
More floaty. It's
better?
Yeah, more floaty.
The one
D.
he
Rose.
Caught the other day, LeBron was backpedaling to try to get it, and I know he had a running start, but he literally caught the ball two hands over Bronze, one hand.
And he shoots it better than D. Rose.
I mean, he's doing all this coming off the handry. So I hear your confidence level, Key, even though I still think the margin is slight for the Lakers at home.
Oh, I never said it was a slight margin. Look, man, you know and I know. When teams play at home, there's a certain energy level that comes with it. And when star players like LeBron James say, I'm not having that again, that switch turns on.
But here's the question coming up,
Key. This ain't Dylan Brooks we talking about, Jay, running his mouth.
Wait a minute. We got to do some stuff here. But here's the question. I want you to answer on the other side.
Dylan Brooks shouldn't be saying anything the way he's shooting the rock.
Before we get to the calls. I'm sorry, gentlemen, but you're going to have to stop now. 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776. Before we get to the calls, I want to know from Keyshawn Johnson and Jay Will. AD had a big game and the Lakers lost. He seems to have a big game every other day offensively. Did the Lakers just waste the big game from AD? Does this mean we could be looking at a game 7?
Yes.
Keyshawn J.
No.
Wait until the
we got 2 minutes until the break.
No. The break was a minute and a half.
Man, you know Max need them 2 minutes, man.
888, say ESPN.
Max go gobble them up.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, all right, I asked you both going into that last break. The Lakers just wasted an AD game, right? He seems to have a big offensive game. He's good defensively, period, but offensively every other night, and you expect them to win those games, every other game, rather, because they're playing every other night now in the playoffs. Jay, let me start with you. Are you concerned that the Lakers just wasted a closeout opportunity and a big AD game, and now it's kind of, even though heading home, maybe he doesn't have a big offensive game, how do they win that game? Are you concerned?
Yes. I still favor the Lakers at home, but I am worried that the last couple of games you've been finding Ja find his rhythm a lot more off the hand injury. Desmond Bane has been playing better. Luke Kennard is making threes, extending the floor. Malik Beasley, where is he at? Where is he on the court? So in days that AD gets it done, you're still the legs of LeBron James. You don't expect him to be what? I think he was 1 of 9 from the three-point line. You don't. But once again, if the tempo of the game is allowed to be maintained, where you got guys like Reeves and D'Lo playing at a frenetic pace, that's not who the Lakers are. Like, there's execution in the half court dominating you on the boards. They didn't win the boards last night. Those are things that make you concerned.
Key, they're heading back to L.A. Are you concerned that having not won a big AD game, we could be looking at a game 7 in this series?
You know, I'm not concerned with that. I'm concerned with them just allowing, like Jay say, Ja, who I would prefer to go sit in a corner and have a snow cone or something.
I go sit somewhere.
Snow cone.
Yeah, I'm concerned with how they can control him. Because I haven't seen anybody from a defensive standpoint slow him down. And each day he'll get healthier and healthier, which could be problematic. But I also know, and I believe with my heart of hearts, that Jay, you know this as an ex-athlete and a superstar in your own right, that when you say you're going to do something, most likely you're going to do that. And when I look at LeBron James, say, hey, hold on. I know what that looked like out on the court. That's not me. That will not happen again. Don't worry about that. I got to take and be faithful in what he's saying and take that to heart, because he's coming back to L.A. and the crowd will be behind him. They'll be behind the Lakers, because we don't want to go back. If we go back to Memphis, we might as well just go home.
Yeah, y'all go back
to
Memphis.
We might as well go home.
I agree, Key. This feels game 6 like a LeBron game for the exact reasons you just identified. 888 say ESPN. Ja. Evans in Georgia. You're on KJ.
And Ja can get some popcorn with the snow cone, too.
Just sit there.
Good morning, brothers. How y'all doing?
What's up,
Evans? Good, man?
Hey, I heard Jay was talking about in reference about Coach Bud tap dancing about whether he should be fired or not. Let me help you out, Jay.
I wasn't tap dancing. Key tried to tap dance for me. I was trying to
protect you, brother.
Right.
He got to go. I mean, I think Coach Bud just don't have that it factor. I mean, Milwaukee had the easiest path to the Eastern Conference Finals, and he made no adjustments. He needs to be evaluated. He got to go. Congratulations to the Miami Heat. I think it's going to be a fantastic series between the Knicks and Heat.
So, Evan, real quick. So this is the next logical question to ask when somebody says definitively he needs to go. Who are you replacing him with?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think it's a coach out there that can come to Milwaukee. Need somebody with a championship caliber. If I had to pick one, and this might be a long, long stretch, why not Coach Lou? But I know he's on the contract with the Clippers.
I mean, Ty Lue would be incredible if he decides to lead the Clippers, but he is under contract.
Since you want to replace him, you're trying to find a coach if, in fact, Jay, they wanted to replace him. Can a guy like Mark Jackson, who wants to get back into coaching, can he coach that personnel?
He could.
Maybe his time has passed.
I'll give you one that would be interesting. That I know a lot of people probably wouldn't see it though, but I think she is incredible, Becky Hammon. I think she is incredible.
Off the Popovich tree.
I think she is one of the best coaches. I know she is now in the WNBA, but she deserves a real shot at an NBA franchise
if it becomes available.
Sam Cassell.
Sam could be one. Rookie head coach, like, you know.
Luther in Rochester, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio. Luther?
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Got you.
Hello. Well, good morning, fellas.
What's good, man?
Playoff Jimmy does it again, man. Let's go. The Knicks versus Heat rivalry renew. But, Max, you know, I called last time. I don't know if you remember, but I said, you know, I didn't really explain why I blame Pat Riley for the Heat. The reason why I blamed him was because, you know, I feel like in order for us to win, we had to sign somebody in the offseason, you know, to create, you know, somebody create their own shot or get a quality, you know, PG that can run the floor. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you just can't rely on Jimmy the whole way. I feel like he's going to burn out. You know what I'm saying? But, hey.
I know what you're saying. That's a real danger.
Right. Exactly. That's the only reason why I blame Pat Riley, because Eric Spoelstra going to do what he's going to do. He's going to coach. He's going to coach some boys up, and they're going to play hard. So. Hey, we on to the next round with your Knicks. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Lowry was supposed to be that guy, right, when they acquired him. It has not turned out that way. Imagine this.
They got good pieces with Zeller and Kevin Love, though, in March. Those are big additions.
But even though it hasn't worked out in certain, with some guys, Pat Riley's put rosters together, man.
I guess
fans, though, in Miami, every time I talk down there to people and doing radio down there, they always want that additional superstar, they think, right? Like another top five.
Pat Riley doesn't.
Victor Oladipo was that, but like it just.
Pat Riley wants another superstar, right? Yeah. But in the meantime, he puts out a competitive product every single year. Did we underestimate the defending champion Golden State Warriors? Not me, but these guys. Did these two guys underestimate the defending champion Golden State Warriors?
Max never gets
it. 888-SAY-ESPN. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Yeah. ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.